The story was never slipping out of control. There comes a moment in the Judas story where the illusion of independent control begins collapsing. Scripture says that Satan entered him, not merely tempted him, not merely influenced him, entered him. At the same time, prophecy had already outlined the role. The idea itself had already been placed into Judas's heart. The outcome was already moving toward fulfillment. And then the adversary himself enters the moment to ensure it happens. That changes the category entirely. This is no longer a simple story about a man casually making a selfish decision. It becomes a moment standing at the intersection of prophecy, spiritual influence, divine timing, and cosmic purpose. At that point, we have to ask, what would resistance even look like? The more closely we examine the context, the more that Judas appears less like someone disrupting God's plan and more like someone functioning inside of it. This does not make the act meaningless. It makes the context impossible to ignore. The story was never slipping out of control. It was unfolding exactly where it was always meant to unfold. By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr.